is an Auburn Network production.
Auburn High Basketball is on
96.3 W. Lee.
Presented by
the Orthopedic Clinic, Russell Building Supply, and Good Performing Arts Center.
Also brought to you by Auburn Bank, Mountain High Outfitters, Gutter Pro, and University Ace Hardware.
Now, live from courtside, here's the voice of Auburn High School Basketball, Jacob Goins.
We are live inside of Auburn High School Gymnasium on the campus of Auburn High School in Auburn, Alabama, as your Auburn High Tigers get set to host the Smith Station Panthers, this time in the varsity boys game here on a Tuesday night in Auburn, Alabama. Hello, Tiger fans. I'm Jacob Goins. We've got a good one for you tonight between Tigers and Panthers. Another cat fight. This one, the return trip for Smith Station here to Auburn High School. The first game between these two was a fun one. Back on January 13th, Auburn went to Smith Station. And not only did they win that game 51-43, they broke the curse on the road at Smith Station. A year ago, it was a buzzer beater from half court on the road that Auburn fell to Smith Station. They came back and got a commanding win. Now they go on the road and get the win, and they try to double down here tonight. And there's a lot up for grabs, okay? Auburn 15-9 on the season, Auburn 17-9 on the season, 2-2 in area play. Smith Station 13-8 on the season, just 1-3 in area play. But Auburn High, they need a win, and they need it bad. All they got to do is win one of their next two, either tonight at home against Smith Station or on the road Friday at Opelika, and they will secure the 2 seed in the area tournament, which gives you a little bit easier of a draw, right, and trying to be one of the top two teams in that area tournament to move on, and that will allow you to move on to the regional tournament. We'll tell you all about that as we go. But let's just handle business here tonight, right? No need to worry about that game on the road at Opelika come Friday evening. You win here tonight, and the pressure is taken off of this Auburn High School team. We'll tell you more about it and starting lineups and opening tip. All that coming up here on the Auburn High Sports Network. Stick around. More to come here on 96.3 W. Lee.
This is Lee County Revenue Commissioner Olene Price. When we have the opportunity to assist residents of this county, we are pleased to offer options in an effort to make your business with us as convenient as possible. You may visit any of our 3 offices, one in Auburn, one in Opelika, and in Smith Station. We are open to serve you Monday through Friday from 8:30 a.m. until 4:30 p.m. Central Time and 9 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. Eastern Time in Smith Station. Thank you for allowing me to serve you.
The Goose Performing Arts Center at Auburn University is Alabama's premier destination for the arts, bringing you the very best of Broadway, dance, music, and more. Learn more about upcoming performances and see the calendar of events online at googecenter.auburn.edu. That's G-O-G-U-E center.auburn.edu. Or call the box office 334-844-TIXS.
Auburn High Basketball is on
96.3 W. Lee.
Get you ready for tip-off between Auburn and Smith Station, Tigers and Panthers, round 2 here inside of Auburn High School Gymnasium. I'm Jacob Goins with you on the Auburn High Sports Network. Little countdown to tip-off here on the network this evening. And we told you Auburn going for their 3rd win in area play this season. And here's how it works, okay? If you're new here, in terms of how the postseason is set up in high school basketball in the state of Alabama, it's a little wonky, I'll be honest with you. Auburn plays in a 4-team area, right? It's Auburn, Central, Smith Station, and Opelika. The goal is to win that area and be the number 1 team in the regular season, which means you get to host the area tournament. The Auburn High Varsity Girls just secured that a few moments ago. Auburn High not in the running for that anymore, but Central Phoenix City is. You host the area tournament, it's all 4 teams. 1 plays 4, 2 plays 3. The loser of those first 2 games of the area tournament, your season is done. Your season is over. You're out of here. The 2 teams then move on. They play for an area title in the area tournament. But those top 2 teams, win or lose the area championship game, they move on to the regional tournament, and our regional is played in Montgomery. So it's a little weird. It's a little off. Your season basically comes down to one game, but you know what? It is what it is. That's the system, and you got to play in it. So Auburn trying to secure a little bit of an easier draw and trying to find their way into a good seed in the area tournament and get to the regionals as well. So that's what's up for grabs here tonight for Auburn High School. They will play Smith Station. If they win this one, they get it done. That's what they need to do here tonight. We're just about ready for starting lineups and opening tip between Auburn and Smith Station. Those are next. You're listening to Radio Alabama Sports on 96.3 W Lee.
Happy New Year from owner Justin Quinn and his innovative team at Sensegreen HVAC and Insulation. Looking for a clean, comfortable retreat for your home this new year? Contact East Alabama's premier and most affordable Carrier dealer at 334-641-5450 or at sensegreen.com. Now extending up to $1,500 off any new system through February, Sensegreen offers competitive financing for all their sensible green solutions. This winter, for air that is warm and clean, call Sensegreen with Carrier. Turn to the experts.
Experience and knowledge from the pros. Russell Dewitt Center at Building Supply.
Russell Building Supply is your hometown home improvement store. You'll find what you need when you need it. And as a Russell Rewards member, you'll be in the know about monthly specials and exclusive offers. Russell Building Supply, East University in Auburn, across from Cary Creek Publix.
Experience and knowledge from the pros. Russell Dewitt Center at Building Supply.
Auburn High Basketball is on
96.3 W Lee. Now, the starting lineups presented by Auburn Bank.
Time now for the Auburn Bank starting lineups. They're brought to you by Auburn Bank. Their local team stands ready to discuss your financial needs and goals. Auburn Bank, champions of you and proud sponsor of Auburn High School Basketball. We'll start with the visiting Panthers from Smith Station. Wearing number zero, a guard is Tyquest Benson. Wearing number one, another guard is Josiah Mahogany. Wearing number three, the name you'll know, is Jaden Peabody. Wearing number 10 is Carter Quarles, and wearing number 11 is Robert Schaffler. So again, the starting five for the Smith Station Panthers. Here on the road, 0 Benson, 1 Mahogany, 3 Peabody, 10 Quarles, and 11 Schaffler. Those are the starting five for the Smith Station Panthers and for your Auburn High School Tigers. We will give them to you as they are announced. Wearing number 24 is the guard, Caleb Brooks. Wearing number 2, the point guard, is Trendon Maynard, also starting for the Auburn High Tigers tonight. Wearing number 10 is Trey Rosh. Your center tonight is wearing number 32. He is Big Hamp, Big Hampton Jordan. And wearing number 1 is the senior, Antoine Daniels. So again, Antoine Daniels, Trendon Maynard, Trey Ross, Caleb Brooks, and Hampton Jordan, the five to start the game for your Auburn High School Tigers. We're ready to go between Auburn and Smith Station here on the Auburn High Sports Network.
It's game time on 96.3 W Lee. The first half of AHS basketball is presented by Russell Building Supply.
It's a pink out night here at Auburn High School. As everybody's got pink on in the building, we celebrate Shayna Daniels this evening, the late mother of Antoine Daniels. This is her night, and the Tigers have pink on because of it. They've got the white jersey on top, white shorts on bottom, and Auburn written in pink across the front with the pink numbers on front and back, and Smith Station black on top, black on bottom, a white SS on the chest with the white numbers on front and back. Smith Station moving right to left. Auburn moving left to right on your radio dial. Trey Ross to tip it for the Tigers. Carter Quarles to tip it for the Smith Station Panthers. These two teams met just a couple of weeks ago. It was an 8-point win for Auburn on the road, trying to double down with a win here tonight as well. Smith Station is able to win the tip, and we're underway between the Tigers and the Panthers. Across the timeline is Ty Benson. He's guarded by Antoine Daniels to start the game. At the top of the floor, it is Robert Schaffler. Hands back off to Tyquest Benson. He's guarded by Trendon Maynard. Right-hand side, crossover dribble. Panthers have yet to get to the wing yet on this offensive possession, and we're 25 seconds into the first quarter. Opening possession of the game, Benson at the top. Gets to the lane. Dribble drive on Caleb Brooks. Layup was wild. Pulled down by Hampton Jordan, and here come the Tigers. Bounce pass to the near corner. It is Brooks. looks for the three, left it short. Big Hamp is there, pulls down the board, turns around, floater won't fall, and pulled down by Carter Quarles. Team's trade misses to start the game. They push ahead, baseline drive, gets to the lane, floater won't fall. Rebound comes to the Panthers, knocked around underneath, into the hands of a Panther again, and Carter Quarles is fouled on the putback attempt. If you thought the varsity girls game was fast, buckle up. This one will move twice as fast here this evening between Auburn and Smith Station and in the varsity boys game. It is Carter Quarles. Again, he steps up and gets the scoring started with a made free throw. 7:06 to play in the first quarter. As Quarles gets it started and goes 1-for-2 at the free throw line. Here is Caleb Brooks now. We'll bring it across the half-court line and finds Antoine Daniels. Again, Tigers moving left to right on your radio dial. Trey Ross, top of the semicircle, works it for Big Hamp at the top. Backdoor cutting out there. Finds Antoine Daniels off the screen. That's a three. Yes, sir. That's a beautiful play. The off-ball screen to bring Antoine Daniels to the top and lets that thing rip from straight away. He gets it to go. Tigers lead 3-1, a minute and a half into the game. Auburn High on defense. Again, the half court to our left. Smith Station working it across the top. Left and right. Now right and then left. Just nowhere to go for this Smith Station offense. Now on the right-hand side of the floor, Carter Quarles, who just hit the free throw, has open airspace, cannot convert. Trey Ross pulls down the board. Here come the Tigers. Ross gets the feed, goes up strong but can't convert, and the Panthers look to run. It is Schaffler now on the left-hand side, cut off by Antoine Daniels and hands off. Now back to Schaffler. Tries to get to the right-hand side of the floor, a tap drill pass, and now to the top is Ty Benson. And the Panthers will slow it down. 2 minutes in to the opening quarter. Auburn leads 3-1 over Smith Station here in the varsity boys game. Panthers in the half court to our left. And again, just handing it off at the top of the floor. Nobody's moving anywhere. Now an open corner three. Hampton Jordan on the closeout forced an air ball. Antoine ahead for Big Ham, throws it to the 6'6 tight end, kicks it to the corner. Maynard gets cut off and will take it to the top, and everybody resets. 3-1 is Auburn's lead over Smith Station. 5:20 to play, opening quarter. Caleb Brooks, handoff for Antoine Daniels on the far side. Cut off on his dribble drive. Bounce pass underneath. Hampton Jordan, low block, works his way to the lane and fouled. Hampton Jordan will step up to the free throw line. Will the junior, who I learned this week, gonna play a little baseball this year too. We got a three-sport athlete out there on the floor for Big 32, Hampton Jordan, man. Have really enjoyed watching him play in his time here at Auburn High School, and cannot convert on the first free throw. Went out and played some football this year as a tight end, center here for the basketball team. Gonna play a little baseball for head coach Tommy Carter as well. 5:11 to play, first quarter, 3-1 is Auburn's lead. Make it 4-1 on the made free throw from Hampton Jordan. Oh, goodness, they waved it off for a lane violation. Oh, goodness. All right, well, so much for Hampton Jordan's made free throw. Tigers still lead 3-1. He sits down. Kentrell Evans comes in. Antonio Welch will come in as well for Caleb Brooks. Panthers have it in the half court, right to left, join your radio dial. They have yet to make a field goal. They have split a pair of free throws. That's all they've done. Bounce pass inside for Mahogany. Kicks out for an open three. Panthers Peabody cannot knock it down. Offensive board comes to the Panthers, and Mahogany is able to cash in on it. That's the second or third time Auburn has watched a rebound just come down to the Panthers. And then Trendon Maynard is fouled as he pushes it up the far sideline. As we are knotted up at three apiece, 4:40 to play, first quarter, between Auburn and Smith Station. Maynard to inbound and forces it to Antoine and Stolen. Here come the Panthers now. Mahogany, bounce pass at the top. That is Benson. Hands off at the top again. Hands off for Schaffler. Back out to Benson at the top, and Panthers will reset. Tied at three between Auburn and Smith Station. 4:20 to play, first quarter. Benson at the top. Bounce pass underneath Trey Ross. Knocks it away off the hands of Carter Quarles, and Auburn regains possession.
Into the game for the Titans, number four, Cash Reef.
As Cash Reef will sub in, Trendon Maynard. Been quiet so far. He'll take a seat.
for head coach Chris Brandt, the Auburn High Tigers. So Auburn moving left to right as we look at it. Panthers will put on a full-court press. Inbound to Tony, and he waves off everybody. He'll bring it up across the 10-second line on Jaden Peabody. Running point is Antonio Welch. Had it knocked away. Bounce pass for Kentrell Evans at the top. He wears 12 in white. Here's the curling Tony, and he traveled. Yep, he did. Tony trying to get ahead of himself, or got ahead of himself, trying to get a full head of steam going down the lane, and used an extra step to do so. Sloppy play both ways for Auburn and Smith Station, as we are tied up at three apiece between the Tigers and the Panthers here inside of Auburn High School Gymnasium. We played 4 minutes. Both teams struggling offensively. It is Benson at the top. He's guarded on an extended by Kentrell Evans. Between the legs dribble, dumps it off down low. Back out to Benson. Over here on the near side from Peabody. He's been quiet so far. Benson now has it on the far side of the floor in front of Auburn High School's bench. Dribble drive on Kentrell Evans. Cut off. Cross-court pass. Peabody open three. No. Rebound tipped around. Cannot come down for the Tigers and Smith Station with their fourth offensive rebound of the quarter. And then a slippage at the top and a travel for the Smith Station Panthers as Peabody caught a wet spot. The only made shot for Auburn in this game is the Antoine Daniels straightaway three. That is it. With 3:20 to play, first quarter, and threes on the board for both of these teams. Antoine, a lazy pass, just passed it off to Schaffler, who gets to the other end of the floor and rams it home for two. Not sure what Antoine Daniels was doing. He literally just handed it off to the Panther defense. Antoine will bring it up the floor. Tigers trail for the first time tonight. And a reach-around foul by Mahogany as Auburn trying to feed it to Kentrell Evans. A couple of Tigers set to sub in. Trendon Maynor back in. A.J. Turnbow in as well. Head coach Chris Brandt told me something interesting in the pregame. I'll share with you in just a moment. Cash Reef will be the trigger man here on the sideline in front of us. Gets it to Antoine Daniels. He has a straightaway shot. Lets it fly in and out. Rebound tipped around in the hands of a Panther, and it is Carter Quarles. 5-3, Smith Station leads, 2:40 to play, first quarter. Head coach Chris Brandt told me, he said, we're trying something different tonight. He said, we have predetermined subs at certain points in this game. He says he's noticed his guys getting tired but not telling them they're tired. So they've got predetermined subs no matter what's going on in the game. We've seen many of them so far in this first quarter. And the elbow jumper is good from Robert Schaffler. He's got four to lead all scores. And that's the Smith Station lead is four. We approach 2 minutes to play, first quarter, and the ball knocked around coming towards us. Hampton Jordan saves it to a cutting A.J. Turnbow, and Big Ham comes flying into the scorer's table, able to save it. Auburn has possession in their half court to our right. If the table wasn't there, I would have been dead. Antoine Daniels barrels his way into the lane and a charge on one and white. So Antoine picks up his first foul of the game, and it's on an offensive foul. I call those aggression fouls if you're Auburn High. You don't hate it, but you don't love it at the same time, but at least it's one of those like diving for a loose ball or going for a bucket, right? You can live with those. It's the cheap fouls 70 feet away from the basket that drive you nuts. I'll tell you what's driving Auburn High nuts right now. They trail by four with a minute and a half to play in the first quarter, 7-3. Smith Station leads. And this is what the Panthers did the first time, folks. They have slowed this game down. They are doing nothing in the half court, and they are totally okay with it. As Benson's got it, Tigers going to start throwing traps now. They try to feed it down low off the trap, and it's stolen. Here comes Antoine Daniels with the right hand and now the left. At the top, step back, straightaway three, in and out. Rebound tipped around Hampton Jordan, fighting for it. Loose ball comes out to Trendon Maynor. Whip pass Cash Reeve, baseline drive, kicks to the corner. Turnbow wasn't ready for it. He gets to the baseline. Layup is good, but he double dribbled. Just nothing going for Auburn right now. Even when they get something to go for them, they give it right back to Smith Station. As the Panthers have a four-point lead and the basketball with 58 seconds to play in the opening quarter. Want to remind you the first half action of tonight's game is presented by Russell Building Supply and Russell DeWitt Center. Experience and knowledge from the pros at your hometown home center. Benson guarded heavily by Maynard at the top. Panthers go right to left on your radio dial. He'll hand off in front of the scorer's table across from us. Jamal Carnes is in the game for the first time. He has the basketball. Again, Panthers kind of like a Panther would. They're just going to play patient, wait for an opening, and take advantage of it. Left-hand wing, dribble drive baseline, gets to the top. Benson, a floater in the lane, is good. Smith Station is subscribing to the line of thinking. If you move the basketball, the defense will move too. And if the defense moves, a hole will be created. They get the bucket on one end. They foul on this end on a dribble drive attempt by Trendon Maynard. And he will head to the free throw line. Maynard scoreless so far in this game. A guy that averages almost 14 points a game this season for the Auburn High Tigers. Really need him to get going in this game tonight. And does so on the first free throw. As Ty Benson will sit down, Mikel Edmond is on the floor for the Smith Station Panthers. And Trendon Maynard goes 2 for 2. Right to left goes Smith Station. They lead 9-5. They've got the basketball across half court with 7, counting down in the first quarter. Dribble drive, picks up his dribble, nearly a travel. Instead, it's a 3 at the buzzer, can't bank it home. And Smith Station, here on the road, has a 9-5 lead. We've played 1 inside of Auburn High School Gymnasium. Stick around, second quarter coming up on the Auburn High Sports Network, presented by the Orthopedic Clinic.
Teamwork is key to winning on the basketball court. At University Ace, teamwork is key to our success too. Hi, Jonathan Fittner here from University Ace Hardware. We're proud to be your neighborhood helpful place serving the community since 2013. Our mission? Serve both in-store and in the community. For us, getting a customer for life is like winning a state championship, and we couldn't do it without our committed team and loyal members. University Ace Hardware next to the movie theater in Auburn. University Ace is proud to support the Auburn High School Tigers.
The Auburn High School Tigers play here.
Auburn High basketball on 96.3 W. Lee. Go Tigers!
We've played 8 minutes inside of Auburn High School Gymnasium. And a sloppy game like we saw the first time between Auburn and Smith Station. Tigers trailing the Panthers after 1-9-5. And that score pretty much tells the whole story. As Auburn, unable to get much going offensively, Smith Station and their offensive sets, they have just, it's like molasses, but intentionally. Like they went swimming in quicksand for the fun of it. I get it. It's boring. It's gross. It's not fun by any means, but it's working. It takes Auburn out of their rhythm offensively in an indirect way. So we'll see if they keep that up here in this second quarter. Auburn will start with possession of the basketball as Trendon Maynard will spin his way for 2 and gets his first made field goal of the evening. Auburn back within 2, 7:35 to play in this second quarter. Smith Station has it, their first possession of this second quarter. They're moving right to left on your radio dial. Tigers trying to ramp up the pressure defensively and speed up the Panthers. They force an open 3 on the left-hand wing. It won't fall. Another offensive board for the Panthers leads to an airball three-point attempt by Smith Station. That is now the 5th offensive rebound for the Panthers in this first half. It has not burned the Tigers yet, but it will if you allow that to continue. Tigers trail by 2 as we are 50 seconds in to the second quarter. Aggressive by Kentrell Evans, who gets to the bucket with his right hand from the left-hand wing, put his head down and said, "You're not stopping me." Big-time bucket from 12 and White, and Auburn has tied it up at 9. Floater in the lane, no, but a foul. As Jamal Carnes will get to the line, and the guy who just scored will pick up the foul. It is 9 apiece between Auburn and Smith Station. Tigers won in the first matchup on the road at Smith Station. 51-43 was that score. And broke the curse against the Panthers. First free throw from Carnes is good. Auburn 17-9 this season. 2-2 in area play. Smith Station 13-8 on the season. 1-3. In area play. This is a team who could end up being the four seed in the area tournament. Carnes goes 1-for-2 at the line, by the way. A team that ends up being the four seed that you do not want to play in that area tournament. Here's Hampton Jordan now. Goes to work on the baseline. Reverse layup for the big fella. Won't fall. Here come the Panthers now in the lane. A Eurostep layup is too strong. Kayla Brooks is the one who soars for the rebound. And here come the Tigers left to right. Maynard spinning the lane. Got hit and lost it. Here come the Panthers now. It is Schaffler and lays it in with a finger roll. He leads all scorers with 6 points at Smith Station, back up by three. The lead was 4 at the end of the first quarter. It's now 3, 12-9. Auburn trying to get in any sort of rhythm offensively. They've yet to do so. Antoine Daniels, pump fake, gets to the lane. My goodness, tried to posterize somebody. He's unable to do so, but he was fouled. And Antoine will get to the free throw line. He was fouled by Jarquez Williams, who was dead set on not being put on that highlight reel. My goodness, this place would have lost it if Antoine was able to convert on that. But here is Daniels' first free throw. Gets a couple of nice kisses from the rim and falls. Antoine having a heck of a season, man. Averaging 18 points, 7 rebounds, 4 assists per game. Is the senior leader for this Auburn High team. 3 Tigers will take a seat. Kayla Brooks, Kentrell Evans, Hampton Jordan sit down. Cash Reef, Bryce Gotthelf, and Trey Ross are back in the game. Antoine, 2-for-2. At the line, he's got 5. Auburn back within 1. 12-11. Auburn trails Smith Station with under 6 to play in the first half here at home. Panthers get in the half court. They dump it down. That is Williams underneath. Kick out for a 3 on Schaffler. Didn't take it. He'll hand it off to 22 in black. That's Michael Edmond back in the ballgame. Peabody's been quiet. He sits on the bench right now for the Smith Station Panthers. They have it at the top. Guarded by Antoine Daniels. Gets to the lane. And alley-oop attempt will not fall. Tigers got away with a basket interference. Here comes Antoine Daniels in the lane. Kick to the corner. Cash Reef. No hesitation. And rattles in home. Does Cash Reef. It was a contested corner. Corner three, he let it rip anyway, and Auburn's back up by 2. 14-12, Auburn's lead over Smith Station, 5:10 to play first half. Near corner is Schaffler, floats it down low, and the layup will go. As Trey Ross got caught fronting, and Robert Schaffler is having himself a game. He's got 8 points for the Panthers in this ball game. He had 5 in the first matchup, so already having a better performance. Trey Ross kicks to the corner, whips a pass for Reef, pump fake in the lane, little up and in, no. Trey Ross can't get the putback to fall, and the Panthers come up with the basketball. Here is Williams now, right side of the floor, and a travel, yes. Took an extra step on the right-hand wing. Tigers forced it in transition and gives everybody a chance to catch their breath. 4:40 to play in the first half. Auburn and Smith Station are tied at 14 apiece with 4.5 minutes to play in the second quarter. Tigers left to right on your radio dial. It is Gotthelf at the top. Hands off for Antoine Daniels. Goes up with Trey Ross, who is fouled. And we'll get to the free throw line. Michael Edmond was the violator. Just the second foul for Smith Station in this quarter. Auburn with just the 1, so no threats of bonus free throws right now. But Trey Ross will step to the line for the Tigers and cannot convert on the first. Trey Ross averaging 5 points a game, 5 rebounds a game as well. Is the senior forward, Trey Ross, one of the 8 seniors on this team for Auburn High. Trey takes his time, lets it go, and goes 0-for-2. Carter Quarles pulls down the board. He'll hand it off for Tyquest Benson, who's back in the game. So is Jaden Peabody. Their rest didn't come long. And feeds down low. Trey Ross there into Frentz. Turnaround floater from 10 feet won't fall. Trey Ross pulls down the board. Good defense from 10 and White to contest that Schaffler jumper. Maynard in the corner here just to our right. 4 minutes to play. Dribble baseline. Gets it up and fouled. Trendon Maynard has 4 points tonight. 2 at the free throw line. 2 on a layup attempt. As Jarquez Williams picks up the foul. And Trendon Maynard will be at the free throw line. Spins it, shoots it, makes it. Hampton Jordan will come back in. Trey Ross will have a seat. As I see a big old piece of paper in the hands of head coach Chris Bramp. We'll have a chance to ask him about that rotation game plan here this evening. Maynard goes 2 for 2 at the line. He'll take a seat after making 2 free throws. Tony will step back in for Auburn High School. They lead 16-14, 4 minutes to play here in the first half. Auburn trying to secure the 2 seed in the area tournament. They can do so with a win here tonight over Smith Station. They got to win one of their next two. You'd rather win this one at home against Smith Station rather than going to Opelika on Friday and begging for a win there. You won there last year as Antoine Daniels able to block the layup attempt. Ball was knocked around. Godhelp got his hands on it, but knocked it out of bounds off of his shins. A.J. Turnbow will sub in. Bryce Godhelp will sit down. I will say this, a lot more subs than Auburn High typically does in the varsity boys game, so definitely a difference for head coach Chris Brandt. Smith Station offense, right to left on your radio dial. Pull up from the free throw line, won't fall for Schaffler, and Antoine's able to clear. Ahead for Cash Reeve, tries to get to the lane, and he is fouled on the way in. That foul will be on the floor. He made the bucket. But that'll be the fourth foul on Smith Station. So Auburn will have a baseline inbound on the left-hand side underneath the basket. It'll be Cash Reef to inbound. Finds Antoine Daniels at the free throw line. Spin in the lane. Turnaround. Contested jumper too strong. And pulled down by Schaffler. He looks to push. 2-on-1. Good bounce pass. Layup is good in transition. Ashton Wilson on the receiving end of a beautiful pass from Robert Schaffler. We're tied up at 16. And then Antonio Welch had his pocket picked. And a floater over Antoine Daniels, no good. A.J. Turnbow gets back to rebound the basketball and nearly turns it over. Here comes Antoine, full head of steam, gets in the lane. Layup was no good and a charge. Goes rolling right in to Mahogany. And another charge on Antoine Daniels. His second foul of this first half. They've both been offensive. I understand the idea if you're Antoine, but when there's guys in the lane, you got to find another way to do it. Either go around them, kick it out to somebody else. He's forcing the officials to make the call, and they're making it, just not in his favor. As Schaffler cannot get the bucket to fall in the lane, Trendon Maynard pulls down the long rebound. 2.5 to play in this second quarter. Auburn and Smith Station tied at 16. Screen at the top, bounce pass for Turnbow, kick to the far corner, Antonio Welch gets to the lane, took some contact, layup was blocked, kicks it out for Turnbow, tries to find an open shooter, it's Cash Reef, wants another one, not that time, and Schaffler pulls down the board. Here come the Panthers, right to left on your radio dial, they hand it off, Peabody straightaway three, got it.
3-point field goal, number 3, Jaden.
He wasn't going to stay quiet for long, Jaden Peabody. Had just 8 points the first time these two teams met. He's got his first made bucket right there, and Smith Station is up by 3. Dribble handoff for Hampton Jordan. Now in the hands of Trendon Maynard. Gets to the lane and lost it. Tigers are turning it over constantly in this first half. Here come the Panthers again. It is Benson at the top. He's guarded by A.J. Turnbow. 1:40 to play second quarter. 19-16. Panthers going to slow it down. Goes around Turnbow, jump stop in the lane, kicks it out, thought about the three and traveled. Ashton Wilson didn't know what he wanted to do. His team is yelling at him to shoot that basketball. He was so open. And instead it's a turnover. Trey Ross sits down. No, Trey Ross comes in, apologies. A.J. Turnbow sits down, Cash Reef sits down, and Caleb Brooks is back in the ballgame for Auburn. It's Antonio Welch, Trendon Maynard, Trey Ross, Hampton Jordan, Caleb Brooks, the 5 on the floor for head coach Chris Brandt. Antoine Daniels sits on the bench with 2 fouls. Maynard across the 10-second line, gets it on the right free throw line extended, forced it inside, tipped around Hampton Jordan, able to save it. Back out to Trendon Maynard, gets to the lane and bumped. He was fouled on the floor, but that is the fifth foul now on Smith Station, so that'll put Trendon Maynard at the free throw line for bonus free throws. Maynard leads all Tiger scores. He's got six. Antoine has five. Cash Reef has three. Kentrell Evans has two. Tigers have just 16 in this first half, and it remains so after the first free throw attempt. First half action of tonight's game is presented by Russell Building Supply and Russell DeWitt Center. Experience and knowledge from the pros at your hometown home center. Second free throw from Maynard. Left the first one short. Not that time. He's got five in the quarter. Auburn trails by two with 70 seconds to play in the first half. Be sure you stick with us. We'll have an orthopedic clinic halftime report coming up. Tell you about this one. Believe we're going to sit down with head coach Courtney Pritchett of the Auburn High girls team as well. All that coming up in the orthopedic clinic halftime report. Benson forces his way into the lane, and the floater for the guard is good. Had 2 points in the first, 2 points now here in the second. They match their largest lead. It's four. 45 seconds to play, and Antoine's going to sub in at the next dead ball. Another turnover on Trendon Maynard. He has had a rough night on that end of the floor. Panthers get to the other end, hesitates, and finishes. Does Jamal Carnes. He's up to three, and the biggest lead of the night for Smith Station is now six. And Auburn turns it over again, able to get it back as Caleb Brooks throws it ahead, finds the hands of Trendon Maynard, gets to the lane, all sorts of contact, left the layup short, but he'll head right back to the free throw line. 22.7 seconds to play in the first quarter, or in the first half, rather. And Auburn and Trendon Maynard trying to cut into a six-point deficit. This has been a ugly first half for Auburn offensively. And give Smith Station credit. They've taken them out of their rhythm as Maynard cannot convert. Smith Station's done a couple of things. They've slowed it down on their offensive end of the floor, and they have just forced a ton of turnovers on this end of the floor. And a lot of them are just bad passes by Auburn. Just bad decisions. Second free throw, Maynard splits him again. He's got six in the quarter, eight for the game. Auburn trails by five. We're under 20 seconds counting down. Here come the Panthers, right to left on your radio dial. Antoine Daniels back in the game. He guards the ball handler, Edmond. He tries to throw it away, gets it to a Panther. Cross-court pass in the corner, baseline, dribble drive. Layup, he smoked it. Layup was smoked. Peabody with the rebound. Three at the buzzer. Panthers cannot get it to go, and they will take a five-point lead into the locker room. Auburn with the work to do. They trail Smith Station 23-18 at the half. Stick around. The Orthopedic Clinic halftime report coming up right after this on the Auburn High Sports Network, presented by the Orthopedic Clinic.
Hi, this is Tyler with Gutter Pro. Around here, we believe details make the difference. That's why we're the premier choice for custom seamless gutter systems and leak protection for both homes and businesses. No matter what kind of gutter you need, we do it all. From seamless installs to custom finishes, our work is built to last and tailored to your style. So don't settle for less. Leave it to the pros at Gutter Pro. Check us out today at gutterprosolutions.com. That's gutterprosolutions.com.
Stay warm, dry, and ready this hunting season with premium gear from Winter Timber Outdoors. Suit up with the latest Sitka apparel, light and crispy boots, and premium dive bomb waders built for the toughest of hunts. And don't forget the feed. Grab triple clean deer corn, just $8.99 for a 50-pound bag. From the woods to the water, we've got everything you need to elevate your adventure. Winter Timber Outdoors, Auburn Opelika's premier hunting and shooting retailer.
Hello, this is Scully Trant from Jeffco Trant Funeral Home and Crematory. My dad Bill and I are pleased to be a part of the Opelika, Auburn, and Lee County area and thankful to the families that have placed their trust in us. At Jeffco Trant Funeral Home and Crematory, we continue to assure you when you call on us, you will be treated like a member of our own family with passionate and caring service. It's our desire to assist you during your difficult times and help you through your many decisions you face. Call on us in your time of need, Jeffco Trant Funeral Home and Crematory.
From day one back in 1907, Auburn Bank's mission has been clear: to serve our community, see businesses flourish, and improve lives locally by making sound business decisions and responding with care every day. Today, we continue to fulfill our mission with a team of local, commercial, and consumer lenders who are ready to help meet your needs and goals. Auburn Bank, champions of you. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender, online at auburnbank.com.
The Goose Performing Arts Center at Auburn University is Alabama's premier destination for the arts, bringing you the very best of Broadway, dance, music, and more. Learn more about upcoming performances and see the calendar of events online at googecenter.auburn.edu. That's G-O-G-U-E center.auburn.edu. Or call the box office 334-844-TIXS.
Auburn High Basketball on 96.3 W. Lee. This is the Orthopedic Clinic Halftime Show.
At the half, your Auburn High School Tigers lead the Panthers up, or no, apologies, they trail the Panthers of Smith Station 23-18 in the varsity boys game. This is the Orthopedic Clinic Halftime Report. The Orthopedic Clinic is East Alabama's go-to center for orthopedic care with locations in Auburn and Opelika. To better serve you, you can find them online at theorthoclinic.com. I'm Jacob Goins, and as we typically do during halftime of the varsity boys game, we sit down with the head coach of the varsity girls for Auburn High School, head coach Courtney Pridget. Coach, welcome in to the broadcast. Congratulations on a big win tonight, 72-29. Your girls get it done against Smith Station in a big way again. What'd you see from your team here tonight?
We performed well. Kaden had a great game.
Great game, yeah.
And she came out and she hit a couple shots and just kept going and, going. And so, this is one of those games where you try to, get your kids that don't get a whole lot of time to play so they can earn spots. We're going to need the depth down the road to be successful. And so we want to get those guards off the bench to get a little bit more action in the game and try to, get them something other than just practice time. And get them going. And so, I think we did give them, a few minutes here and there. And so we're still working to get our depth better. I think we're fine in the post, but, our guards, we got to get more depth.
Yeah, Caden, my count was 25. Now, that's unofficial count, but 25 is what I had. Y'all may have had something different.
I think it was 28, maybe.
Sure.
I think it was 26 or 28.
It was a lot.
they don't ask. That's the great part about this team. They never ask about how many points they have. We have to tell them how many points they have.
Yeah, so, that's good, though.
It's a good thing.
Yeah, I mean, she was on fire. We had her on the postgame show. I was able to grab her before they went in the locker room. And first time we've been able to talk to her. And I asked her about the green light that they have as guards in your offense. And she said, if it's open, we shoot it. But we're also looking for a greater shot as well. And so how does this offense that you have built be so beneficial for the guards you have, but as you mentioned, the bigs who have really come along too?
Yeah. I mean, it's easy when you coach kids that are not selfish to have everybody have a green light. I mean, they're not going to take a fourth shot. Braylee's not going to take a fourth shot. Kaden's not going to take a fourth. Even down the stretch with Kaden, I had to tell her, I had to pull over and go, hey, you're going. Like, you got to take a little bit more.
Yeah.
She's looking for a pass. And so those are the kind of kids you just kind of give them the free reign to be able to go. Our post kids have been really, really great, lately. And then we've got really good depth. We don't give Keely is enough minutes, because, you've got Hannah, you've got J5, Jalen, you've got Bella, who's playing great, and so Keely's that four post player coming off the bench. She didn't get enough time, but we know she's there. So we've got pretty good depth in the post, so we're just searching for one or two more guards.
The Auburn High varsity boys trail Smith Station at the half, 23-18. This is the Orthopedic Clinic Halftime Report. Head coach Courtney Pritchett of the Auburn High girls joining us on the broadcast. And your team now 17-3 and 5-0 in area play. You secure the regular season area championship, meaning you'll host the area tournament 2 years in a row right here inside your own gym. What does that mean to you and your program getting to wrap up the area play this Friday, a couple of non-area games next week, but postseason play starts here at Auburn High School?
Yeah, it means absolutely nothing. I mean, when you play Central, anytime there's a Central Auburn game going on, you can bet that there's not a predicted outcome. And so, anybody that watched that region game last year, we beat them handily, four times and to get to that game, and beat them three times to get to that fourth game and not be able to pull it off. you know, it's just, it's a rival. It's a rival, and I don't care what the records are throughout the season. When you get to that game, it's tough. And so hopefully we can get ourselves back to the area game, playing the fourth seed here, get ourselves back to that area game. And then I think this will be our sixth straight area championship if we can win it. So that's, wow, that's the goal.
Yeah, that'd be big-time stuff. Auburn High varsity girls take down Smith Station 72-29. They'll have a couple of games coming up on the road at Opelika Friday. As I mentioned, a couple of non-area games next week, and then postseason play gets started. Head coach Courtney Pritchett of the Auburn High varsity girls, always appreciate your time, my man. We'll see you on Friday at Opelika.
Yes, sir. Go Tigers.
Go Tigers. We'll take a break, come back, and continue the Orthopedic Clinic Halftime Report right after this.
Winter is in full swing at Mountain High Outfitters. Come see all the great gear to keep you warm and dry in style. From the North Face, Patagonia, Free People Movement, Vuori, or Local Boy, we have you set for every day or your ski or snowboarding trip this season. Come see Mountain High Outfitters on South College next to Tzatziki's in the heart of Auburn. Experience the difference at Mountain High Outfitters. Get out, get active, be inspired, and live your passion.
Follow Auburn High boys and girls basketball on 96.3 W. Lee, your home of light favorites and the Tigers.
Welcome back into the Orthopedic Clinic Halftime Report. The Orthopedic Clinic is East Alabama's go-to center for orthopedic care with locations in Auburn and Opelika to better serve you. And you can find them online at theorthoclinic.com. We'll get you to some quick halftime stats brought to you by Troy Bank and Trust, the best of a local community bank with the technology, tools, and resources of a Regional One. Troy Bank and Trust, the only bank you'll ever need. Auburn High, just 18 points at the half. Trendon Maynard had 8. Antoine Daniels with just 5. He was in foul trouble again in that first half. Cash Reef had 3, and Kentrell Evans had 2. Tigers trail 23-18 here at home, trying to secure the 2 seed in the area. They're going to have to do it in comeback fashion right after this when the third quarter begins here on the Auburn High Sports Network, presented by the Orthopedic Clinic.
Hey, Auburn, looking for a sweet way to celebrate after the big game? Head over to Sweet Frog Premium Frozen Yogurt right here in Auburn. We've got a wide variety of frozen yogurt flavors, more toppings than you can fathom, and even dairy-free Dole Whip for a refreshing twist. Locally owned by the Pate family, Sweet Frog Auburn supports Auburn High School athletics, local ministries, and community charities. It's the perfect place to make sweet memories with family and friends, and now with our expanded space, there's even more room to gather, celebrate birthdays, or host private events. Sweet Frog Auburn, froyo fun, toppings and flavors for everyone. What a sweet vibe. Go Tigers.
Now let's get back to the action on 96.3 W. Lee. The second half of AHS basketball is presented by Gooch Performing Arts Center.
Start of the second half between Auburn and Smith Station. Tigers and Panthers as Auburn trailing Smith Station here at home 23-18. I'm your man Jacob Goins with you on the Auburn High Sports Network. Appreciate you being along for the ride. And before we get this third quarter started, let's pause 10 seconds for station identification on the Auburn High Sports Network.
96.3 W. Lee, WGZZ HD2 Waverly, and W242 AX Auburn Opelika.
96.3 W. Lee.
Auburn in white on top and bottom. Smith Station in black on top and bottom. The Panthers start with the basketball, moving left to right on your radio dial. Tigers also have Auburn written in pink, and the pink numbers on front and back as it is a pink out here tonight for Shayna Daniels, the late mother of Antoine Daniels, and they have been celebrating cancer survivors all night here at Auburn High School, one of the most special nights of the year for this Auburn High School basketball program. Panthers start with the basketball. They start with a missed shot as well. Panthers almost start with an offensive rebound. They had a flurry of those in the first half, but Antoine pulls down the board. He gets coast to coast, and his shot is blocked, but he's fouled underneath, and the Tigers will start the third quarter at the free throw line. I'm your man, Jacob Goins. I appreciate you being with me on the Auburn High Sports Network on 96.3 W. Lee, 96.3 WLEE.com, and the Radio Alabama app. However you're tuned in tonight, I appreciate you being with me for some Auburn High School basketball as Antoine steps up and knocks down the first free throw. I want to let you know that second half action of tonight's game is brought to you by the Gouge Performing Arts Center at Auburn University. See upcoming events at googecenter.auburn.edu. Second free throw from Antoine is good. He is up to 7, and the Tigers are back within 3. Largest lead of the game was 6 for Smith Station late in that second quarter. Tigers trying to cut into that and find a flow on offense. I think it starts on this end defensively. Speed the Smith Station team up. This is what they don't want to do, is go fast. They get to the lane, layup won't fall, rebound tipped around in the hands of Trenton Maynor. Splits the defense, splits him again. He got smacked in the face, no call. Lost the basketball, dumps it underneath, and tipped away. Here come the Panthers. Schaffler to the lane. May have been blocked by Antoine, pulled down by Ross. Antoine gets up the sideline, kicks to the corner. Maynor for 3. Yes! Tigers needed it, and Trenton Maynor got it. He's got 11 in the game. We're tied up at 23. 23-23, Auburn and Smith Station. Panthers moving left to right on your radio dial. At the top, it is Benson. Gets to the right-hand wing. 6.5 to play, third quarter. Guarded by Caleb Brooks. Handoff at the top, it's Peabody. He's been quiet in this game. And he is guarded by Antoine Daniels. It is man-to-man defense right now for the Auburn High Tigers. Peabody stands inside the thin black circle at center court that encompasses the blue and white Auburn High A. Has it at the top, dribbles with the left hand and now the right. Hands off for Benson at the left-hand side. Antoine will step out to guard him. High ball screen, Hampton Jordan on the mismatch. Benson to the lane, throws up a tough shot, no looker, and gets it to fall with a kiss off the window. Auburn trying to string together, stops and makes at the same time. Panthers back up by 2. Maynor at the top, turns the corner, gets to the lane, good and a foul! Trenton Maynor responds with a left-hand finger roll finish, and he's got a chance at one more at the free throw line. I didn't get a chance to see Trenton Maynor in pregame, so I can't tell you if he was smiling and laughing and joking. But the way he's playing right now, I'd say he was Trenton Maynor. I said it early in the game. He averages 14 points a game. Auburn's going to need every bit of it here tonight to take down this fiery Smith Station squad. There's a good chance Auburn could see in the first game of the area tournament. Tigers trying to get the 2 seed. Panthers trying to get that 3 seed. Maynor able to convert on the end one free throw. Opelika could end up falling as the, well, no, I mean, Smith Station could be the 4. Auburn could be the 3 or the 2. Opelika could be the 3 or the 2. I mean, there's a lot of movement, a lot of stuff going on in the area tonight. But Auburn can get the 2 seed in the area if they win one of their next 2 against either Smith Station in comeback fashion or against Opelika on Friday. Panthers working around the perimeter. They get an open look 3. It won't fall, and then a foul on the backside by Todd Benson against Smith Station. Tigers are fortunate, man. They left Carter Quarles all by himself, the junior guard, who was unable to make the Tigers pay. A couple of guys will take a seat. Kentrell Evans comes in. Cash Reef comes in. As Trey Ross and Caleb Brooks will take a seat. Kentrell Evans, hot pink shoes. Perfect for tonight. He wears them all year. But fits right in with the pink out here this evening. Hands off for Trenton Maynor. Gets to the left hand. Dumps it off for Cash Reef. And the 3-foot floater hit every part of the rim and doesn't fall. Here come the Panthers. They trail by 1. Nearly turned it over in their own bench. Instead, it's Peabody. He does turn it over. Here come the Tigers. Ahead for Antoine. Goes up and slams it down. The one-handed finish by one and white. Give the assist to Cash Reef, and Auburn is up by 3 in this third quarter. Antoine has 4 in this third quarter alone. 28-25, Auburn leads. 4:24 to play in the third quarter. It's Hostler at the top, kicks to the right-hand side. They'll work it for Benson at the top. Cash Reef will guard the basketball. Left-hand side, crossover dribble, spin move in the lane. Kicks it back out. Peabody, deep 3, got it. My goodness, he has shot it twice, he's made it twice, both of them from downtown for the best player on the floor for the Smith Station Panthers. They call a timeout. We are tied at 28 points apiece between Auburn and Smith Station. What a basketball game we've got going right now inside of Auburn High School Gymnasium. You better not turn that radio dial, folks. We are We are in for a hot finish here inside of Auburn High School Gymnasium. Appreciate you being with us on this chilly Tuesday evening in the Auburn-Opelika area. Auburn and Smith Station playing the second-to-last area game of the season. Tigers will go to Opelika on Friday. Smith Station will play Central on Friday. Everybody will wrap up area play. As I was talking with head coach Courtney Pritchett, Tigers have a couple of non-area games next week. Tony's fouled, bringing the ball up the floor. Auburn will go to Benjamin Russell on Monday and host Park Crossing in this building on Tuesday. And then the area tournament will be the week to follow. Auburn High girls are going to host it right here. Auburn High boys most likely going to Phoenix City. Antoine backs down the defender, kicks to the corner. Evans, cross-court pass. Cash Reef in the far corner. In front of his head coach, Chris Brandt, finds the back door. Cutting Kentrell Evans, who gets the reverse layup to fall. One of the best offensive sets of the night for the Auburn High Tigers, and they're back up by two. 3.5 to play, third corner. Auburn 30, Smith Station 28. Tiger fans trying to make some noise. Kentrell Evans tries to steal the basketball. He may have been fouled doing so. Instead, it's the Panthers. Kick to the near corner. It is Hostler. Dribble drive and lost it. Here comes Cash Reef trying to find an open Tiger. Can't do so. It is Antoine Daniels. NBA range. Oh, goodness. Antoine Daniels ripped it from Dadeville and gets it to fall. Give him 7 in the corner alone. Auburn has their largest lead of the night. It's 5. It's Peabody, pressured at the top, looks to respond. It won't fall, and a foul underneath on the Smith Station Panthers. Auburn High School basketball with 2:57 to play in the third quarter. My goodness, the momentum has completely shifted from the team in black to the team in white. And that is the fifth team foul on Smith Station in this third quarter with 2:57 to play. Auburn is shooting free throws the rest of the quarter. Wow, what a turn of events in this third frame. Antoine was held to just 5 in the first half. He's got 7 in this quarter alone. And Kentrell Evans will step up to the line and rattles home the first, does the junior. Kentrell Evans averages 4.5 points a game, 3 rebounds a game, an assist per game as well. Also averages a steal per game, does the junior guard. And steps up and confidently knocks down 2 free throws. He's got 4 in this quarter. Auburn's biggest lead now 7. 35-28, under 3 to play, third quarter. Panthers moving left to right on your radio dial. Peabody on the left-hand side of the floor. He is guarded by Cash Reef. A tough pass down low, diving save, gets back to the Panthers. Peabody, dribble drive, baseline foul. Looked like he slipped to me. But instead, they're going to call Hampton Jordan on the foul. It was in the act of shooting. That'll put Jaden Peabody, the junior point guard, at the free throw line. The fact that he's got another year of basketball, man, he is so talented, is Jaden Peabody. And his first free throw attempts on the evening cannot get the roll here on the road.
In the game for the Tigers, number 0, Ian Miller.
As Ian Miller will sub in for Auburn High wearing number 0. As Cash Reef will take a seat. Second free throw for Peabody is good. Peabody has 4 in the quarter, 7 on the game. Panthers trail by 6. Tony, right inside, falling down, throws up a wild shot, won't fall. Hampton Jordan's there. He was fouled on the way up and no call. Here come the Panthers now, right to left, and good, and a foul. Jamal Carnes goes coast to coast, gets the end one. Should have been a foul down here. Instead, it's a foul over there, and Panthers are able to stop the bleeding. Did they not call that a foul? Wow, okay, clarification. They call an offensive foul on Jamal Carnes, so Tigers get it right back. Here is Antonio Welch. Cannot hit the 3. Ball's knocked out of bounds off of the Tigers and Smith Station basketball. So here's what happened. Jamal Carnes went coast to coast, made the layup. I thought it was an and one foul. Instead, they called a push off on Carnes, offensive foul. Tigers missed the layup on the other end. Smith Station now has the basketball. But because it was the offensive foul that did not put Auburn on the free throw line, even though they're in the bonus, that will put Smith Station on the free throw line as Jarquez Williams was fouled underneath. As Kentrell Evans picks up the foul, so fouls on 12, and that'll put 12 on the free throw line. Jarquez Williams, the junior center, 6'5", 177. First free throw is short. 35-29, Auburn leads Smith Station, 1:58 to play in the third quarter. Auburn 17-9 on the season, 2-2 in area play. Panthers 13-8 on the season, 1-3 in area play as Jarquez Williams splits a pair. Auburn's lead cut to 5. Antoine, head of steam, kicks to the corner. Tony, dribble drive baseline, whips it to the near corner. Ian Miller wants a 3, too strong. Rebound soared for by Tony. Ball's on the floor. Tony's on the floor. And then a timeout is called by head coach Chris Brandt. 30-second timeout. We'll leave it right here on the Auburn High Sports Network. 1:41 to play in the third quarter. Auburn leads 35-30. Over Smith Station. I'm Jacob Goins with you on the Auburn High Sports Network. Appreciate you being with us on this Tuesday evening. Auburn High coming off the emotional loss against Central on the road on Friday, 64-61, a game that Auburn felt like they could win. Same time, or same story, basically, against Central almost every time you play them, man. You feel like you're in it, you feel like you're in it, and then you're out of it. So they come off that 64-61 loss to Central. Smith Station, on the other hand, coming off their first win in area play, taking down that Opelika team 56-40. Yeah, big win for Smith Station. So when I say this area is fully up for grabs, it is fully up for grabs. An alley-oop attempt off the baseline for Antoine Daniels. Left it short, but believe he was fouled underneath. And he was. They're going to get the foul on Mahogany. And that'll put Antoine Daniels, one of your best free throw shooters, at the line. Appreciate everybody tuning in with us here tonight, whether you're on the radio on 96.3 FM, on the website at 963WLEE.com, or for those of you listening on the Radio Alabama app as well. We appreciate you being along for the ride here tonight and all season long. On the Auburn High Sports Network, first free throw from Antoine Daniels is good. Auburn's lead is 6. Antoine trying to make it 7, and he cannot. Rebound comes out to the Panthers. They accelerate up the floor. Does Jaden Peabody left to right on your radio dial. On the right-hand wing and here in front of us. Guarded by Antoine Daniels. Back to Peabody at the top and a weak push foul by Kentrell Evans. Just don't need it. I don't think you should call it, but you shouldn't do it if you're Kentrell Evans. So the third team foul on Auburn in this quarter. Reminder, any foul from the Panthers other than an offensive foul will put Auburn on the free throw line for the next 120. Peabody at the top, guarded by Maynard. Kicks to the left-hand wing for Edmund, or for Benson, rather. And ball tipped around, back in the hands of Peabody. Straight away, thought about the three. Guarded by Trendon Maynard. Panthers slow it down again. High ball screen. Peabody takes it. Tries to bounce pass, thread the needle. Cannot do it. And a kick ball violation on the Auburn High Tigers with 1:03 to play in the third quarter. Panther basketball, half court set to our right. Setting up for an exciting fourth quarter here inside of Auburn High School Gymnasium. Second to last home game for the Auburn High boys. They'll have Park Crossing in here on Tuesday night. And a near carry to get in the lane. Instead, he picks up his dribble. Right-hand side to the floor for Benson. Under a minute to play, third quarter. Antonio Wells guards the basketball. He'll guard it on the right-hand wing. Now that is Jamal Carnes. Down low, turnaround, tough shot, left it short. Rebound knocked around in the hands of the Panthers. Gets to the lane, kicks to the corner. That's a three for Smith Station. Not that time. And the rebound pulled down by Antoine. Ahead for Tony. Cannot get the layup to fall. It was knocked out of bounds off of the Panthers. Head coach coach Chris Brand is saying that should be an offense or a defensive goaltend. The guy smacked the backboard. He's absolutely right. A Panther came down and smacked the backboard trying to contest it. That should be 2 points for Auburn. Instead, here's a three for Caleb Brooks, who can't find it in the far corner. And here comes Peabody now. 23 seconds to play. Ball knocked around. Ball now stolen by Trendon Maynard. Gets to the lane. He was fouled. And an and-one opportunity. Trendon Maynard gets it to go again. And the senior point guard is having himself a night. As Jarquez Williams picks up the foul, his third. On Smith Station and Trendon Maynard. My goodness. Had eight in the first half. He's got eight in this third quarter. And Auburn has their biggest lead, which is eight. And can make it nine on the free throw line, and it is. 9 points in the corner for Maynard. 9 points is the lead for Auburn. 39-30. Here comes Smith Station. 15 seconds and now 14. Across the 10-second line is Benson with 10. He's guarded by Maynard with 8. Benson to the right hand with 7. Gets to the lane with 6. Kicks it out of 3 with 3 seconds to go. Is good. Tigers trying to inbound and get a shot. They cannot. And we head to the fourth quarter. Made 3 by Jamal Carnes to cut into it. Auburn leads 39-33. Fourth quarter. Coming up on the Auburn High Sports Network, presented by the Orthopedic Clinic.
Experience and knowledge from the pros. Russell DeWitt Center and Building Supply.
Russell Building Supply is your hometown home improvement store. You'll find what you need when you need it. And as a Russell Rewards member, you'll be in the know about monthly specials and exclusive offers. Russell Building Supply, East University in Auburn, across from Cary Creek Publix.
Experience and knowledge from the pros. Russell DeWitt Center and Building Supply.
Auburn High Basketball is on
96.3 W. Lee.
Start of the fourth quarter between Auburn and Smith Station, 39-33. Tigers lead the Panthers here at home. 8 minutes for all the glory for Auburn High School, trying to move to 3-2 in area play and also secure the 2 seed in the area tournament. You just got to win one of your final two. This one at home tonight against Smith Station, or on the road Friday at Opelika. I don't know about you. I want no business having to worry about that. We'd love to beat Opelika and do it on their home floor, but you don't need any of the added pressure or stress of trying to secure the 2 seed in the area. On top of it, here is Antoine Daniels to start us off in the fourth quarter. 3 comes up short, but there's Big Hampton Jordan. His first bucket of the game comes on an offensive rebound put back, and Auburn is up by 8. Panthers moving left to right on your radio dial. Benson gets to the painted area, dumps it down low. 2 Tiger trees are there, trying to throw it around. A no-look pass to the far corner finds the hands of Benson. Jump stop. That was a travel no call. Kicks it out for a 3. Too strong, and Trey Ross clears. 45 seconds into the fourth quarter. Auburn leads 41-33. Trendon Maynard, right to left on your radio dial, across the 10-second line. Hollers at Hampton Jordan to move. And Trendon Maynard turns it over. Here come the Panthers now. Throws up a lazy shot. It comes up short. Here comes Antoine Daniels. He's being told to look. Instead, gets coast to coast. Leads a layup short. Hampton Jordan was cherry picking the entire time and couldn't be found. Now the Panthers try to cherry pick. Jordan gets back. Turnaround jumper's good and a foul. Jarquez Williams gets his first made field goal of the game. What a cluster that those couple of seconds were. And the Panthers come out on top because of it. Jarquez Williams, the junior center, who was just at the free throw line a moment ago, will have a chance at one more at the free throw line. Lead is cut to 6. Will he make it 5? He will. Tigers in all white, Panthers in all black. Trendon Maynard, crossover dribble. They throw a double at him at the half court line. Looking for somebody, looking for some help, and he finally, no. Oh, I thought he got fouled. Instead, he turns it over. Steps on the right sideline in front of his own bench. Another turnover for Auburn in the half court. And the Panthers are within 5 and can cut it. Here on this possession, minute and a half in to the fourth quarter, 6:30 to play in the ball game. It is Pinson at the top, gets to the painted area. Tough little teardrop floater won't go. Gets his own rebound and puts it back midair. How in the world do you let the shooter get his own rebound and get the putback? That is not good by Auburn. I mean, you are getting crushed on the boards, and most of it has been offensive for the Panthers. Auburn's lead has been shredded to three. Big Ham backs his way down, knocked out of bounds off of Benson for Smith Station, and it stays with the Tigers. Trey Ross subs out, Kentrell Evans subs in. Auburn felt like they were trying to pull away, felt like they were starting to make that a comfortable lead. All of a sudden, we're right back in a ball game. Only up by three. Antoine, left free throw line extended here in front of us. Under six to play. Smith Station forces it out of his hands. Caleb Brooks finds Hampton Jordan, low block, kicks to the corner. Kentrell Evans, that's a three, no. And rebound pulled down by the Panthers. Benson accelerates into the chest of Kentrell Evans. Floater short. Evans was there to contest. Evans is there for the board. Here comes Auburn. Antoine kicks to the corner. Three for Maynor. No. Rebound comes out to Benson. They've got numbers. Over to 10 in black. Gets to the lane. No foul. No bucket. My goodness, that was a lot of contact we play on. Kentrell Evans, scoop pass. Hampton Jordan gets to the lane. It won't fall. Put back, no. Rebound pulled down by the Panthers, and here they come again. Left to right on your radio dial. Here come the Panthers, and Antoine Daniels stole it from him midair. Here comes one in white to the lane. Gets the bucket, gets the foul. Antoine Daniels goes coast to coast, gets the block, gets the bucket, gets the foul, and a chance at one more for the senior Antoine Daniels. That's the individual highlight that you get with Antoine Daniels when he's at his best, man. When he finds that zone, when he finds that mode, there's not many players better than him in high school basketball. Here in the state of Alabama, man, had 21 points the last time these two teams played. Cannot convert the and-one opportunity. Had 21 against Smith Station last time. Had 25 on the road in the loss to Central. And he's well on his way to having a 20-plus game here again this evening. He's got 15. Panthers moving left to right. It is Benson in the half court. Gets to the lane. He responds with an and-one of his own. Tigers have let Ty Benson get to the rack about eight times in this second half. And now he's got a chance at an and one. Just not moving their feet. Tigers aren't staying in front of ball handlers. And I don't want to say they're not trying, but it doesn't look like it. They're not. I don't know. It's hard to explain. Benson trying to convert the three-point play, and he does. Give him five in this fourth quarter. Auburn turns it over on the inbound. Here are the Panthers. Wild shot. My gosh. Gets it to fall. Just Robert Schaffler falling down. We are knotted up at 43. Auburn was up by eight and then nine, and we are now tied. Auburn trying to get it across the half-court line, and they do as the Panthers get called for a push foul as Antoine crossed the 10-second line. 43-43, Auburn and Smith Station, 4:22 to play in the ballgame. Can Auburn pull off the win after blowing the lead in the fourth quarter? Here is Cash Reeve. That's a three, way short. Rebound tipped out. Antoine on the three. Yes! Antoine Daniels, the best time to shoot a three is off an offensive rebound, and Antoine didn't hesitate. He absolutely buried it, and the Tigers are back up by three. Left to right go the Panthers. Kentrell Evans guards the basketball. That's an over and back for Smith Station. They tried to say it was tipped. Instead, it's not. And Auburn, with an unforced turnover force, they've got the basketball and a three-point lead with under four to play in the basketball game. Timeout on the floor. It's a full one. We'll take one as well. 46-43. Auburn leads Smith Station. Don't you dare turn that radio dial. We're back at 30 seconds here on 96.3 W. Lee.
1907. Auburn had no paved roads, no local newspaper, a few automobiles, very little electricity or indoor plumbing, and one bank.
Auburn Bank. For all these years, we've had a part in shaping and serving Auburn, Opelika, and East Alabama. A steadfast partner to our customers, meeting financial needs at just the right times. How do we know our community so well? Because we've grown up together. Auburn Bank, champions of you. Member FDIC, online at auburnbank.com.
The Auburn High School Tigers play here.
Auburn High basketball on 96.3 W. Lee. Go Tigers!
46-43, Auburn leading Smith Station with 3:54 to play in the fourth quarter. I'm Jacob Goins with you on the Auburn High Sports Network, and a fun one here inside of Auburn High School Gymnasium. Varsity girls get a big win. Okay, all right, trying to get a score update right now on Central and Opelika. That has a lot of area implications, of course. Central trying to secure the region or the area championship. Opelika trying to keep it interesting in 2, 3, and 4. Hampton Jordan had his layup blocked off the off the inbound as Jarquez Williams soared to get that sucker. My goodness. Auburn's lead is 3. They're on defense in the half court to our right. Dribble drive on Tony. Kicks out to the wing. Now it's at the top. It is Schaffler. He's guarded by Cash Reef. 3.5 to play in the fourth quarter. Ball's in the hands of Michael Edmond. Whips it over to Benson in front of the Smith Station bench across from us. Panthers working slowly in the half court, looking for the best shot they possibly can. Schaffler in the lane, kicks it out to the corner, stolen by Antonio Welch. Surges up the timeline, gets it. Oh, my goodness. Antonio Welch, I believe, was going for the alley-oop attempt, but was hit hard in the air. Let's see. I don't know if you can determine that was a pass or a shot. Auburn should be arguing for that to be in the act of shooting, and it will be in the act of shooting. Knowing this Auburn High team, Tony was going for the alley-oop because Antoine Daniels was surging down the floor, but officials cannot determine that. Not saying they're getting it right or getting it wrong. I'm saying they can't technically determine that, so it has to be in the act of shooting, which puts Antonio Welch at the free throw line. He did, however, miss the first free throw with 3:03 to play. Smith Station with 3 fouls, Auburn with 2 in the quarter. Here's the second free throw from Tony. Good. Tony gets his first point in the second half. He's got, his first point of the game for Antonio Welch, but a big one. It makes it 2 possessions for Auburn. 47-43, we're under 3 to play inside of Auburn High School Gymnasium. It is Benson, gets stuck at the free throw line, dumps it down low, turnaround, layup is good over Antonio Welch. Carter Quarles gets it to fall. Timeout called by Smith Station. And it was a full timeout, so we'll take a timeout as well on the Auburn High Sports Network. 47-45, Tigers lead Smith Station. We're back after this here on 96.3 W. Lee.
The Goose Performing Arts Center at Auburn University is Alabama's premier destination for the arts, bringing you the very best of Broadway, dance, music, and more. Learn more about upcoming performances and see the calendar of events online at googecenter.auburn.edu. That's G-O-G-U-E center.auburn.edu. Or call the box office 334-844-TIXS.
Follow Auburn High boys and girls basketball on 96.3 W. Lee, your home of light favorites and the Tigers.
Getting a score update from Opelika. They lead Phoenix City 58-57 in overtime with 8 seconds to play. Wow. Keep me updated on that, please. 47-45 is what we've got right here. Auburn leading Smith Station. Tigers, it would take a miracle to win the area. It is mathematically possible. Auburn trying to win this game tonight and get the 2 seed. Here comes Antoine Daniels, coast to coast. Layup will go, and Kentrell Evans is there to clean it up on the miss. Give Kentrell another 2 points. He has 8 on the evening. He has played phenomenally well for head coach Chris Brandt. 49-45, Auburn leads, 2:15, counting down in the ballgame. We'll get you an update from Opelika and Central. Tigers trying to cheer for a lot again, and Auburn pressures the basketball a little too heavily at half court. And gets called for the foul, does Antonio Welch. Again, Auburn trying to win one of their final two, this one or the game against Opelika. If they do, they secure at least the two seed. They would need a lot of things to happen to be the one seed in the area. So that's why we're keeping an eye on that Central and Opelika game, because 2, 3, and 4 are still completely up for grabs. And Central, or in Smith Station, would love to have a say in that. They've got the basketball in the half court, moving left to right as we look at it. Under two to play in the ball game. Ty Benson has it at the top. He's guarded by Antoine Daniels. Picks up his dribble. They work it around the perimeter. Now it's on the far side of the floor in front of their own bench. Pulls up from three and does not get it. Offensive putback, no. Second attempt is there. Another offensive rebound. Two of them on that possession for Jarquez Williams. He's the tallest man on the floor, and Auburn just can't seem to find him. Tigers lead by two. Kicks to the far corner does Kentrell Evans. Tigers lead 49-47. Cash Reeve, dribble drive, cutoff. Finds a cutting Antoine Daniels. Layup is good, and he's fouled. Antoine Daniels, a beautiful backdoor cut. Cash Reeve found him. Antoine's got a chance at one more. Antoine's got seven in the quarter and can make it eight at the line. Tigers lead by four with 1:18 to play in the basketball game. A win here tonight gets you at least the two seed in the area tournament, which is most likely at Central in about a week and a half's time. In about 2 weeks' time, actually. Antoine, the and one, got it. 59-57, Opelika wins. Okay. 59-57, Opelika beats Central. So that does throw a big wrench in everything. Mathematically, it is still possible for Auburn to pull that area title somehow in the regular season and host it, the area tournament here at Auburn High School. Still a lot to be done, including a win right now in the next 69 seconds. Smith Station has the basketball, moving left to right on your radio dial. In the hands of the center, that is Jarquez Williams, guarded by Hampton Jordan. Dribble handoff blown up. That is Benson, gets downhill, kicks to the far corner. Peabody for three, and you guess the result. My goodness. When that dude shoots it, it goes in. It doesn't matter. That guy's unbelievable. 52-50, timeout on the floor. It was a 60-second timeout. We're going to leave it right here on the Auburn High Sports Network. Oh, my gosh, Jaden Peabody. That dude is unbelievable. He is a heck of a player, man. He had eight the first time these two teams met. He's got 10 right now and a three. That has cut the lead to two for Auburn. 52-50. Auburn leads in the fourth quarter with under a minute to play. They'll have the basketball coming out of this timeout. Want to remind you, the second half action of tonight's game is presented by the Goose Performing Arts Center at Auburn University. See upcoming events at goosecenter.auburn.edu. What a game. What a night inside of Auburn High Gymnasium. JV boys get the win. Varsity girls get a blowout win over Smith Station, securing the one seed and hosting the area tournament. And Auburn High varsity boys trying to get the clean sweep of Smith Station across the board this year. Tigers went 3-0 at Smith Station, trying to go 3-0 here at Auburn High School. Got to take care of the basketball. If you're Auburn High, you have had the yips and turnover problems all night long and cannot let it rear its ugly head here. 55 seconds to play. Auburn moving right to left on your radio dial. Antoine Daniels bounce pass to the far side for Trendon Maynard. It's a full court press for the Panthers, and Maynard's able to get it across the timeline. He's got it on the far side of the floor in front of the scorer's table, and then a foul by Benson will be the fifth for the Panthers. That stops the clock at 42 seconds and will put Trendon Maynard at the free throw line. The senior guard this season at the free throw line is a 72% shooter and cannot make the first. Trendon Maynard had a chance to make it a two-possession game. He can't do so anymore, but he can make it a three-point game, and he does. His first point of the fourth quarter. Auburn will bring in a couple of subs. Tony sits down. Hampton Jordan sits down. Kentrell Evans back in. Caleb Brooks back in, along with Cash Reef, Trendon Maynard, Antoine Daniel. Smith Station moving left to right on your radio dial. Tigers put on a four-court press. They get it in the hands of Peabody. He'll bring it across the timeline. Has to get rid of it at the timeline with 36 seconds. It is Benson here in front of us. Cross-court pass for Peabody. And then Smith Station calls timeout with 32 seconds to play. And a full timeout on the floor. So we'll take a quick 30-second timeout and be right back. You're listening to Radio Alabama Sports on 96.3 W. Lee.
Teamwork is key to winning on the basketball court. At University Ace, teamwork is key to our success, too. Hi, Jonathan Fittner here from University Ace Hardware. We're proud to be your neighborhood helpful place, serving the community since 2013. Our mission? Serve both in-store and in the community. For us, getting a customer for life is like winning a state championship, and we couldn't do it without our committed team and loyal members. University Ace Hardware, next to the movie theater in Auburn. University Ace is proud to support the Auburn High School Tigers.
Auburn High Basketball is on
96.3 W. Lee.
All right, here's the situation. Auburn 53, Smith Station 50. And an all-important game here in area play, the second to last one of the year. Auburn with a win here tonight would secure at least, and at worst, the two seed in the area tournament coming up in a couple of weeks. They've got work to do with a three-point lead and 31.8 seconds on the clock. It is Smith Station basketball in the half court to our right. They will inbound at the end of their bench on the far side of the floor. They get it into Benson. He's in the half court, guarded by Kentrell Evans. Gets downhill, jump stop at the low block, kicked around, back out to Benson. Now at the top, gets to the left-hand wing, gets cut off in the paint. And Thomas threw it away, and he dies. He threw it away right through the hands of Tennant Black. That's Carter Quarles, and Auburn will have the basketball with 16 seconds to play in the fourth quarter and a three-point lead. Smith Station will have to go for the steal, and if not, the foul. Trendon Maynard, far side of the floor, receives the inbound, and he is fouled. Trendon Maynard just split a pair of free throws a moment ago. He has a chance to make this a two-possession game. All he's got to do is make one. You'd love for him to make both. 53-50. Auburn leads over Smith Station, 13.5 on the clock in the fourth quarter. First free throw from the senior is good. All right, you did your job at minimum if you're Maynard. You made this a two-possession game as Antoine Daniels will stand in to be the lone Tiger for rebounding for Auburn High. Everybody else will be back. Second free throw from Maynard. Got it. Ice in his veins as Trendon Maynard. Tigers put on a full-court press. Here come the Panthers with 10 seconds and now 9. Peabody has it in his hands, gets to the lane with 6, throws up a tough shot. It was blocked. Tigers rebounded with 4 seconds. Now in 2, they are fouled and heading to the free throw line. And Auburn has a chance to put this game away. They lead 55-50 with 2.8 on the clock in the fourth quarter. And we will walk to the other end of the floor, and Trendon Maynard with 2 shots to put it away. Auburn with a 5-point lead as fans begin to head for the exits, including the Smith Station Panthers. First free throw from Trendon Maynard is good. What a game for Trendon Maynard here this evening. Talked about it in the first quarter. Got to have a big game from him. And you sure got it here this evening. Second free throw from Maynard. He's got 4 points in the quarter. He now has 5. How about Trendon Maynard, your senior guard? Tigers lead by 7. Smith Station inbounds, and the clock runs out on the Smith Station Panthers. 57-50. Final score. Auburn takes down Smith Station. They secure the 2 seed in the area tournament coming up in a couple weeks with a lot more drama to go and one more game to play in area play. 57-50 final score. Auburn wins. Stick around. Post-game show coming up here on the Auburn High Sports Network presented by the Orthopedic Clinic.
Winter is in full swing at Mountain High Outfitters. Come see all the great gear to keep you warm and dry in style. From the North Face, Patagonia, Free People Movement, Vuori, or Local Boy, we have you set for every day or your ski or snowboarding trip this season. Come see Mountain High Outfitters on South College next to DeZiki's in the heart of Auburn. Experience the difference at Mountain High Outfitters. Get out, get active, be inspired, and live your passion.
Hi, this is Tyler with Gutter Pro. Around here, we believe details make the difference. That's why we're the premier choice for custom seamless gutter systems and leaf protection for both homes and businesses. No matter what kind of gutter you need, we do it all. From seamless installs to custom finishes, our work is built to last and tailored to your style. So don't settle for less. Leave it to the pros at Gutter Pro. Check us out today at gutterprosolutions.com. That's gutterprosolutions.com.
The Auburn High School Tigers play here.
Auburn High basketball on 96.3 W. Lee. Go Tigers!
Auburn High School, a winner tonight over Smith Station, 57-50. Tigers take down the Panthers. Oh, my goodness. They made it stressful, but they got it done. 57-50 final score. Auburn moves to 18-9 on the season, 3-2 in area play. Smith Station falls to 13-9 on the season, and now 1-4 in area play. I'm your man, Jacob Goins, with you on the postgame show, trying to do some quick stats. Going to get a player on here. Going to get head coach Chris Brand on here as well. How about 22, I believe, by my count, for Trendon Maynard? 22 points for him, 21 points for Antoine Daniels, 3 points for Cash Reef, 1 point for Antonio Welch. Also had a couple of more scoring opportunities. So tell you what, we're going to get some coaches, get some players. Let's take a quick 30-second break. We need to do that really quick, show some love to them, and we'll be right back here on the postgame show here on the Auburn High Sports Network, presented by the Orthopedic Clinic.
Hunting season is here, and Winter Timber Outdoors has everything you need to make it your best one yet. With legendary shotguns and rifles from Benelli, Beretta, Rite, CZ, Winchester, Browning, Ruger, Savage, Fierce, Christensen, and Bergara. Load up on dove and duck shells from Migra, Rogue, Apex, Rio, and Heavy Shots. Plus, shop a full lineup of duck decoys and accessories from Heyday, Higdon, and Dive Bomb. Don't miss out. Come see us today at Winter Timber Outdoors in Auburn, across from the mall and right next to Walmart Neighborhood Market.
Follow Auburn High boys and girls basketball on 96.3 W. Lee, your home of light favorites and the Tigers.
All right, welcome back here to Auburn High School as the Tigers take down the Panthers 57-50. I'm your man, Jacob Goins, with you on the Auburn High Sports Network. And for the first time here on the network, we sit down with an assistant coach. Not the first time we've sat down with an assistant coach, but this assistant coach for Auburn High School basketball, Ryan Milana, joins us on the postgame show. Welcome to the Auburn High Sports Network, my man. Congratulations on a big win tonight.
Appreciate it. We're pretty excited for this one. Came out a little bit slow, but you know, we've got some things to work through, but we showed a little bit of maturity in that third quarter, kind of stretching the lead out. And that's the kind of games you got to win in that area. So
yeah, 57-50 final score. Auburn beat Smith Station, and we saw it the first time on the road at Smith Station where we did get to break the curse, and we saw it again here tonight. That Panther offense, they really slow everything down, and they do it intentionally because of how a team like us runs. But how do you guys fight through that and not let the team get discouraged when the game does go so slow?
Yeah, it's a little bit of a balance because we want to stretch them out. We want to put some pressure on the ball. But I think we all saw in the second half, especially, they had a couple of really quick guards trying to break down and take us off the dribble. So it can be a little maturity test for us,
sure,
especially on our weak side rotations. But I think at the end of the day, we were willing to let them take a little bit of time off, as you can see, a low-scoring game tonight. But our guys know the rotations on the backside, and, you know, we can stretch them out, but we didn't really need to. So
yeah. Yeah, Auburn wins 57-50. We're talking with Ryan Milana here on the Auburn High Sports Network. And you and I were actually talking before we were coming back from break. Coach Brandt told me before the game, win one and you secure the two seed. But seems like it might be a little bit more difficult than that. Opelika beat Central tonight. I think you heard that before hopping on here. The area is just all over the place right now. You were hearing a little bit of a different story. Is that right on how this area is shaping up?
So what we're thinking is, Friday night at Opelika is basically a game for second place.
Okay.
If we were to lose, which we won't, but our guys will be ready for that. It'll be a really, really exciting atmosphere, but Friday night should be a game for second place, so anybody from the Auburn family listening to this,
yeah,
get those tickets as soon as they're available, because I know our guys are excited for it, man. That's such an epic rivalry. I didn't grow up down here, but just they grow up playing these cats, and, you know, 4 years of high school ball and even before that. So, you know, we're going to take it to them, and we're excited to try to lock up that two seed and go win our area in the area tournament.
Yeah, it's going to be a big deal. Friday night on the road at Opelika, but got a big one started here tonight. Auburn takes down Smith Station 57-50 in the varsity boys game. Assistant coach Ryan Milana joining us on the Auburn High Sports Network. We appreciate your time, my man. It was great to talk to you.
Appreciate it. Go Tigers.
We'll take a 30-second break. Be right back here on the Auburn High Sports Network.
Experience and knowledge from the pros. Russell DeWitt Center at Building Supply.
Russell Building Supply is your hometown home improvement store. You'll find what you need when you need it. And as a Russell Rewards member, you'll be in the know about monthly specials and exclusive offers. Russell Building Supply, East University in Auburn, across from Cary Creek Publix.
Experience and knowledge from the pros. Russell DeWitt Center at Building Supply.
Auburn High Basketball is on
96.3 W Lee.
Back here at Auburn High School, Auburn takes down Smith Station 57-50 in the varsity boys game. A clean sweep, 6-0 are the Auburn High Tigers. JV boys, varsity girls, varsity boys all get wins at Smith Station. They do it again here tonight at Auburn High School. And we just sat down with Ryan Milana, assistant coach for Auburn High School basketball. We now sit down with the player of the game is Antoine Daniels, senior who wears number one for this Auburn High team. Man, congratulations on the win. Another big performance for you guys tonight. You get another big win.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Well, I know this was a special night for you and your family and your teammates, the pink out here tonight, honoring your family and your late mother. Explain that a little bit, because we were talking about it throughout the broadcast, right? Shayna Daniels, who is celebrated here this evening wearing pink for so many of the fans. You got the jerseys with pink in it as well. Explain that a little bit and what that means to you here tonight.
It just means a lot. It just shows the fact that
Trenton to get out of here, man. Hey, this could be you, man.
But, yeah, it just shows the fact of how the whole Auburn community, whole Auburn family, how we just come together to come support out the breast cancer awareness, and how all the families that have been affected by breast cancer, and how it just shows that we really care for those families.
Yeah, and a big night, and the support is always great. A long tradition running now, and her spot up there in the bleachers, I know that's cool for you and your family to see. And then you come out with a big performance tonight. You had 21. Trendon, who was just giving you some smack, he had 22 tonight. That's a big performance for you guys. It's a 1-2 punch. You take down Smith Station, and it sets up a really big game against Opelika on Friday. What's that mean to you guys?
Yeah, that means a lot. It's a big rivalry game, so it's no losing to them. It don't matter where we play them at. So
yeah,
it's going to be good intensity, good all-around game, and hopefully we come out with a good victory.
Senior Antoine Daniels with us here on the Auburn High Sports Network. I'm Jacob Goins. We appreciate you taking the time, my man. Enjoy the win tonight. We'll see you Friday at Opelika.
Thank you. See you Friday.
Go Tigers. That is Antoine Daniels joining us on the postgame show. We appreciate him, as always, taking the time to sit down and talk with us. And Auburn, a big winner, 57-50 tonight over Smith Station. So we will get clarification on what exactly has to happen, needs to happen. You want to beat Opelika regardless, right? And so you're going to try and do that on the road on Friday. It was my understanding coming in that Auburn already secured the two seed. That game could be for the two seed, so I guess you'll have to tune in and find out once we get some tiebreaker clarifications as well. But thank you to Ryan Milana for joining us. Thank you for Antoine Daniels for joining us. And thank you for joining us here on the Auburn High Sports Network. Tigers beat the Panthers. Auburn over Smith Station 57-50. Our next broadcast here on the Auburn High Sports Network will be Auburn and Opelika on the hardwood on the road against the Dogs this coming Friday. Girls start at 5:30, boys start at 7. We're on the air right around that 5:20, 5:30 mark. Just depends on how the JV boys game goes. But we're going to have all that for you on 96.3 WLEE, 963WLEE.com. and the Radio Alabama app. Auburn beat Smith Station 57-50. We'll see you on Friday at Opelika. Until next time, I'm Jacob Goen, saying stay safe and go Tigers.
Thanks for listening to Auburn High School Basketball.
Presented by
the Orthopedic Clinic, Russell Building Supply, and Gooch Performing Arts Center.
Also brought to you by Auburn Bank, Mountain High Outfitters, Gutter Pro, and University Ace Hardware.
See the broadcast schedule
at 963WLEE.com.
And follow the Auburn High Tigers here
on 96.3 WLEE.
This has been an Auburn Networks production.
WLEE.